The HTC Vive, a virtual reality collaboration between HTC and Valve, was announced back in March and promised by the end of 2015. Now, HTC has officially delayed the Vive VR system until April 2016. Joining us to talk about this is Sam Moscovich from Ars Technica. Welcome, Sam.
Good morning. How's it going?
It's going well. Did you get your coffee?
I got my coffee, but okay. I'll try and be smooth at any rate. Yeah. So yeah, the news came down the pipeline, tucked into the end of a very nice sounding announcement about all kinds of great HTC Vive things, just tucked in April 2016, just hidden at the very end. In fact, HTC site went down when the announcement went out. If that isn't a good hint of the kind of fanfare they wanted us to see with that announcement.
So let's talk a little bit about the HTC Vive. What makes it different than what's already out there for consumers?
Yeah, it's interesting because both there's a lot of companies and there's not much actually for sale right now. If you want to do virtual reality right now, you can go and get a Samsung Gear VR at a store where you take the headset that's $100, slap a Samsung compatible phone or mini tablet into it like a Pop-Tart, and then boom, you have a decent VR rig. Otherwise, there's cardboard where you just take the little $10 piece of cardboard and stick your own phone into it, an iPhone or any other. And those are both very not great virtual reality situations. They're decent. They give you sort of a sense that you're in another place while you're sitting down. The HTC Vive was really the real shaker in the whole system of stuff coming out, including Oculus. Most of these have been sit-down systems. HTC wanted you to kick the chair out. You could walk around a room while wearing a headset. And in case you were worried about bumping into walls, it's designed to specifically show you where your real-life walls are. So you have, 8 feet by 8 feet, a box to sort of walk around and manipulate. You can paint. You can play with random toys in a virtual space. So that's what made it different, was this ability to get up, because people had complained so much about virtual reality sickness. And this one says, well, if you can move and you feel like you're in a real place, then you don't get sick. That's what really blew us away back when we first saw it in March. And we've been impressed ever since.
Sam, there's a couple of different products like this. You mentioned some of them. I use cardboard at home. Oculus is coming out. You've got the Samsung VR. You've got Microsoft HoloLens, which is a little bit different, but still in this space. And that's going to cost, I think, $3,000 for a developer kit. So what's being delayed here is actually the developer kits, if I'm not mistaken. And is that correct? And if so, do we even know how much those are or were going to cost?
The developer kits have been going out since March. And they've continued going out, and they're actually going to, the announcement today, yesterday was that 7,000 more developer kits were going out for free. HTC and Valve are not charging for those. They want developers to have these and create content. This was specifically for the go online or to a store and order your own retail kit for the home as a fan. That was the promise, had been first that it was going to be out for retail by the end of the year. A few months ago, they revised that to say a limited launch would be by the end of this year, so that, a few enthusiasts would be able to buy their own consumer versions. And now the news is consumer version, no way can you get it this year. You'll have to wait till April. In fact, there's going to be a HTC conference, I believe December 18th, that's going to be talking a lot about. Maybe they'll have a specific price. Maybe they'll have a specific release date. We really don't know. But something is going to happen on December 18th in HTC's home turf.
So is that rare that they give away the developer kits? I mean, the HoloLens developer kit is not free, right?
Right. Yeah, this is a very ambitious push by Valve and HTC. They really want not only content, but content that you could only do on their platform. Oculus and other systems are beginning to experiment with this whole get up and move around kind of VR. I was just at a Sony conference, and their PlayStation VR, which is set for the first half of next year, has some limited get up, walk around stuff. But its tracking system is clearly designed for you to sit down. Oculus has its own extra add-on called Touch, which also lets you get up, but that also doesn't really have a release date. It's sort of wonky out there. HTC and Valve really are the ones who are saying, get up, move around. That is the best version of virtual reality. And so that kind of giveaway of 7,000 dev kits is pretty intense. And considering how HTC is doing lately, they need this to be big. The middle of this year, their stock really tanked. The M9 was disappointing. The HTC One A9 handset didn't really impress us that much more. They're not doing great. And their stock dipped a little bit today, not as much as it had in the past. But, you know, they really need a huge only HTC product. They've been too much of a me-too Android maker for a long time. So they need this.
Sam, that actually leads into something I wanted to ask you about, and it's strictly your opinion. Do you think this thing will actually come to market? And the only reason I say that is because some of the things you had just mentioned, HTC has really had a tough time in the smartphone market. They had wearables last year that they had planned, and they canceled those, and now they're talking about maybe they'll have some new ones at CES next month. You know, they've had a string of poor performing products, sales are down, and some products that never even made it to market. So do you really think at this point this will even come to market?
I honestly couldn't tell you. It's really a matter of how much money they can pledge to a giant consumer product launch. I mean, essentially, they're making a big cell phone that's wrapped in a different plastic wrapper, because you're using essentially cell phone screen technology and accelerometers and these extra little laser tracking boxes that you stick in the corners of your virtual reality room. So on terms of a manufacturing standpoint, they could make it. But if anyone decides to really pull the plug and say, this is going to tank, this is not going to make us money, people aren't ready for virtual reality, anything could make the company skittish at this point. I hope beyond hope that it does come out, but I have also seen Valve's latest attempts at hardware when they make it themselves. They made a controller and they made a streaming box that came out last month. Valve needs a major hardware company. They made their own thing. It wasn't as good as something that a hardware pro like HTC can make. So if HTC fumbles the ball, this is going to fall totally apart.
So it seems like products get delayed all the time, but with VR, it really is more important because all of us are really saying, like, is this just going to be hype or is it really going to come out? That is the big question. You've been to Valve. You've seen their headquarters. So you don't have any guesses as to whether we're really going to see this based on what you saw when you talked to people there.
It's honestly, Valve never responds to emails unless they have very good news. They've yet to comment on HTC's delay. But what's really interesting is that Oculus, which is owned by Facebook, their product is scheduled for Q1 of next year. They've been really sticking to that. Sony's PlayStation VR, which actually as a sit-down product is pretty impressive, that's still aiming for the first half of next year. If HTC and Valve had beaten everybody to the punch by getting something out by the end of this month for consumers, that would have been a huge win. That would have probably been the thing to send HTC stock and confidence rising. They blew that. So something is going to come out for decent virtual reality. Mark Zuckerberg put way too much money into Oculus for that to not happen. So at the very least, we will get something. We will get the kind of virtual reality experience that blew us away when we went to Valve, that's blown us away at conferences. It's going to come. It may be way too expensive. It may be too soon, but at least it'll be out.
And so we heard that Magic Leap also, that's the sort of outlier company. I think Google's invested in them. They got a round of funding today. What do you think of them?
I've used some different Magic Leap stuff, not as much. They've been going in a very different direction. The gaming conferences tend to be loaded with virtual reality because there's such an obvious overlap of 3D content that's being made for virtual reality. Magic Leap is going to have to really push hard at this year's CES to get a lot of attention, to make people look at it and go, okay, the educational possibilities, the entertainment possibilities, where's this going to land? Who's going to buy it? Is it going to be institutional? Is it going to be commercial? That mission statement hasn't been clear. They haven't done a great job of getting that information out to the market. But, you know, once people are using these products, that's really all that matters. If you can get a killer app like Tilt Brush for the HTC Vive, that alone will really, really push the momentum. In fact, that was the thing I think that really convinced a lot of my peers that the HTC Vive was something real. There was a Disney animator who grabbed an HTC Vive, grabbed the two wands, and just started painting characters from Disney cartoons instantly. His ability to do that so quickly in a video, I think, was really the selling point. And the more of these events and the more of these showcases come out and the more killer apps there are, the more we'll know which of these products is really going to find that right balance between being really cool and being affordable.